All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off. Let's pick up on page Kuf Chav Tes. Page Kuf Chav Tes. Simcha hanovas mitoch hasoko. So joy that literally emanates from within understanding. So we began this paragraph yesterday, but we only did the first three lines. He says, Kayamim ba'adam shnei kochos shel simcha. There are two different forces of simcha. They exist within man. Shal shava for tranquility. Adam yochol liyos sameach v'shalei b'mashu masik. Ach b'kocho gam liyos sameach v'shalei be'etzem havi ha'atzmi shalo. So we spoke about this yesterday. So there are two different levels of happiness a person could attain. Number one is a person is able to attain simcha through what he acquires. And by the way, acquires over here doesn't just have to be material acquisitions. Acquires over here also means accomplishments through external things that I acquire, and then there's the ability to go ahead and be happy, be besimcha, me'etzem ha'via ha'atzmit shalo, just within the essence of my very being. Harambam kosef shalo b'dvarim shemichutz la'adam shochina usher va'oneg. The Rambam writes that true wealth and true pleasure are not to be found in things outside of man. Ela b'soch ha'leiv shal ha'adam, rather within the heart of man. Sham makom ha'oneg, v'sham makom ha'usher. There is the place of all enjoyment, and there is the place of true wealth. Now, what does this mean? So that here, the Mechaber makes a very interesting observation. Ratzon, the word ratzon, now we translate ratzon as will of the individual. Shorasho mehamila rots. This is a very interesting observation. The root of the word ratzon is from the word rats, which means what? To run. Okay, kilomar. Ha'adam rats lahasik davar. Man runs in order to acquire something. Rats, or to take something. Rats liknos oso. He runs to purchase it. Hu amel lahasig oso. He works hard in order to acquire it. Hulo ma'amid es atzmo b'matzav hakayim. A person does not maintain himself in status quo. Ela nichnas litnua. But rather, again, he transforms into a being of motion. Utnua mehira, and very fast motion. Tnua hanikres ritza. This motion that is called running. Kol ratzon hu ritza. So this is very interesting. Therefore, every ratzon, by definition, is ritza. What does that mean? Because when you want something, you push yourself to acquire it. You push yourself to transition out of status quo in order to acquire this new item. Hutnua mihira, it's very fast activity. Tnua lahasik es hadavar ulachaber oso elai. It is action to acquire something and to literally bind that thing to me. So it's just an interesting observation. So the word ratzon, which means will, is from the same word as rats, to run, which makes sense because when I have a will for something, when I desire something, what that means is the following. Right now, in my current state of we'll call it non-running.
Status quo.
Yeah, okay, status quo. In my current status quo, I do not have the item that I want. I do not have, and again, remember, as I said before, item can mean material item, and item can also mean accomplishment. But in my current status quo, I don't have that object. So now what happens? I have a ratzon, I have a will. And what does that will propel me to do? That will propels me to run, and to, figuratively or literally, and to go acquire the item for which I have the will. All right. Madua ha'adam rotas hadavar. So we'll say, it's a very interesting question. Why do we want the things that we want in life? Why is it that I'm in the middle of the status quo, and why is it that I have a desire for something else? Birov rubam shel haritzonos nira la'adam. Because the truth is, in most situations, when a person desires something, sheka asher yiskashim ritzono, hu yihye yoser mu'ushar, yoser sameach, yoser shalev. So we'll say, generally, when I want something, and again, whether this is a material item or whether it's some life accomplishment, the reason I want it is because I assume that after I have it, I will be happier. I will be happier. I want to accomplish something. I want to accomplish X Why? Because right now I feel unfulfilled, and if I accomplish X, I will feel more fulfilled and ultimately happier. I want to go ahead and acquire a particular object. Why? Because right now, again, right now, I feel unfulfilled. If I acquire the object, I will feel more fulfilled. So says the Mechaber, generally what propels us to acquire things in life is a feeling that the item for that I am seeking, when I acquire it, will give me happiness. Anashim, see, he gives a very basic example of this. Anashim machlifin machonis kol shnasayim. People change their cars every 2 years. Why? Besides because your lease expires. He says, kinir lahem sha'al yedei rechishas hamechonis hachadasha yargishu tov yoser. Because people assume that, again, when I get a new car, I will feel better. Now, I want to be clear. He's not necessarily saying that that's a bad thing. He's saying that this is just the reality. It's just reality. Meaning, so why is it that the car is perfectly fine after 2 years? So why do I have to go ahead and get a new car? Because the person feels that with the new car, again, not that the new car is going to make me feel like a whole person. Not that the new car is going to make me feel wonderful. Not that the new car is going to address my life issues. But what's going to happen? It's going to make me feel happier. Feel geschmack, right? It's going to give me a geschmack. It's going to give me a geschmack, right? You know, feel geschmack. So listen to this. So now a person feels that what's going to happen, so it's going to give me that, it's going to give me that good feeling. Okay, so turn the page. Go for lami. Ilu yoda shala'achar hasagas hadavar hu lo yargish yoser tov lo yes sameach yoser. Vigam lo shalid yoser, who lo haya rotze es hadavra velo haya rotze glahasigo. Those are very interesting. Therefore, what it comes out with is, if a person realized that a particular item or a particular accomplishment, after doing it, it's not going to make me any happier, it's not going to make me any more tranquil, so a person ultimately would not run to acquire it. And Moshe said, this is a very profound yisod. If I knew that something that I was working towards is not going to make me happier, it's not going to make me more tranquil, not going to make me more fulfilled, then the truth is, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. Sorry?
So I wouldn't do anything. I won't do anything then. If it's not going to bring me happiness.
Correct. Correct. That's what he's saying.
I'll just sit here and... So I don't understand. Where's the motivation?
Because I want to be happy. The motivation is people want to be happy.
Right.
That's what motivates us in life.
You think so? Be happy.
Right. Correct. I think I'll be happy. Whether or not I'll be happy or not at the end, we'll see. But that's his whole point. What motivates us to do is the feeling that by doing this thing, whatever that thing is, I will be happy. If it doesn't bring me happiness, I'm not going to do it. Also, I want to be clear about something. Remember, again, if you notice, he's not using the word happiness alone. He also uses this word shalev. Shalev means tranquil, which is interesting because, again, you know, when we think of happy, because what he's saying is like this. Sometimes what this means is a person could take on huge challenges, but a person feels that if I take on the challenge and I'm successful with the challenge, that will give me a sense of, quote unquote, happiness. It will give me a sense of tranquility. It will give me a sense of meaning. And those things all provide me with happiness. So at the Mechaber, now obviously we're taking life and we're distilling it into very simplistic terms, but his chap is that at the end of the day, and all these concepts are interrelated. So I have a ratzon, I have a will. My will propels me to do things and to acquire things. My will propels me to run, to break status quo, and to go and do something else. Why? Because my will is, I want to be happy. I want to be tranquil. I want to be complete. Therefore, says the Mechaber, I only run towards those things that I think will provide me with some level of happiness and tranquility. Were it not to go ahead and provide me with that, I simply would not do it. Bless you. A person would not invest kohos. Kohos means strengths, abilities. Mamon, money. Zman, time. So in reality, if a particular item does not hold promise of hope and tranquility, I am not going to, excuse me, of happiness and tranquility, I am not going to invest my money, my time, and my abilities to make it happen. Zohi simcha Hanovas mito chasagos. So also remember, the Mechaber pointed out that there are two levels of happiness in life. So this is the first level of happiness. This is the level of happiness that occurs as a result of acquiring or accomplishing something in life. Adam margish karega shechaser lo simcha. A person feels in this particular moment that simcha, happiness, is missing in his life. Chaser lo hashalva. I am missing tranquility. V'kasher yasig es hadavar. And when I acquire that item, again, whether that item is an item or an accomplishment, then I will be happy, then I will be tranquil. Im kein zu simcha v'shalva sheba'a mikoach hasagas davar shadayin lo kayim etzel ha'adam. So we'll say, in this first level of simcha, the assumption is that for me to be b'simcha, I need something external to myself. Again, I want to be clear. This is not saying I need a vacation, I need a new car, I need a big mansion. That's not what he's talking about. I mean, people might feel those things also. That's not what he's referring to here. What he's referring to is very simply that I need certain things outside of me in order to be happy. My happiness is not coming from within. My happiness is coming from without. And how do I determine? And then again, what I set out to accomplish in life are because those particular things that I want to do, that I want to accomplish, that I want to acquire, are things that I feel will bring me a sense of simcha. Okay, that's the first level. And again, this is not bad. This is not bad. This is not bad simcha. This is actually very important simcha because, as Moshe pointed out, it's this that propels us to do things. If I didn't feel that I was missing something in me that I needed to fill in, that I needed to fill that void through some kind of accomplishment, then I would just sit. I just wouldn't do anything. So this level of simcha is very important. But there's another level. Simcha, let's at least begin this. Simcha be'etzem ha'aviya. Joy in the essence of being. Excuse me. Joy in the essence of being. C says, Lu'umas zos. Let's at least begin this next paragraph. On the other hand, Yeshna simcha mishava be'etzem avias adam. There is another level of simcha. There is a simcha just in the existence of man. In man's existence. B'loshon chazal nikra davar. In the words of Chazal, we call this Ezehu Asher, who is wealthy, hasameach bechelko. One who is happy with his portion. Kimuvan shechachameinu zichrono mevracha lo dibru al adam sheish lo kol tarcho. The rabbis in this adage are not referring to someone who has everything. Ella al adam shechaserim lo dam. Rather, referring to a person who may be missing many things. Va'afilu hachi hu sameach. But despite missing so many things, he's still happy. So I will say what we will see. Interestingly enough, the way that the Mechaber understands this particular phrase is, you see, we understand that Ezu Asher, who is rich, Hasamech Bechalko, is one who is happy with what he has, with his portion, with what he has. Reuven has more than me. Okay, I'm happy with what I have. We're going to see the Mechaber is going to understand this phrase is Ezu Asher, who is rich, Hasamech Bechalko, who is happy with who he is, who is happy with what he has as an individual, not referring to his material wealth as often we understand it, but rather as ultimately being happy with his very state of being. All right, will the Meretz Hashem continue this tomorrow?